on the re-elect Judge Phil Ginn for Superior Court page. The friends of Judge Phil Ginn thought you should know, and that's why they paid for this ad.
Good morning. It's time for Blessings of Liberty, and this is not Wayne Greer, but this is David Ward filling in for it. And it's good to be here this morning, and just Brother Wayne called and asked us to fill in for him today. We're going to try our best. I know we're used to Sunday mornings on Living by Faith, and this is a little different, but just pray for us that we'll do what the Lord will want us to do. And we thank you for just tuning in, and got Mr. Dave Blanks over here pushing these buttons, and the lights don't come on.
I'm running it. We're on the air. Anyway. So, David, yeah, you have some experience on these stations. Where, when do we normally hear you?
We're on at 8:30 on Sunday morning, at 8:30 to 9, Living by Faith Ministries from Westside Baptist Church every Sunday morning on WATA. So.
Well, it's good to have you during the week.
Yeah, it's a little different to take off work and come be on the radio.
Yeah, man. Well, it's good to have you.
Well, it's good to be here. It sure is a pretty day out there with the sun is shining. And he told me a while ago it's going to rain a little bit, so we hope and pray that we do get some rain, calm these leaves down a little bit.
Yeah.
We may do it a little different today. I don't know how all the time. I don't get to pick it up during the week. I'm in Mountain City a lot, Nash County. We need to get this station going farther out. That's what we need to
do. That would be great. We should write our Congress people, since it's political season. Maybe they could run on that platform.
See which one would help us out there.
Yeah, they'd get our vote.
Yeah, but I know there's a lot of people that listens, and that's good. But, you know, the radio station goes out through the county, and we thank the Lord for that. There's a lot of people listening and get some good information sometimes. But we want to make a couple announcements and stuff that's going on. A lot of people's talking about revival times. Some that I know about is going on down at Antioch Baptist Church. A great man from over at Bristol, Tennessee, Brother Dewey Williams, is there. And at Beaver Dams Baptist Church, he'll be there next week. And over at Friendship, Brother Ray Green's there. And my pastor's way over in Ashe County preaching at Smithport Baptist Church. Do want to mention, I forgot to mention it, Sunday we have a youth service Sunday, Saturday night at Westside at 6 o'clock. Anybody would like to come be with us there, we'd sure appreciate them to come be with us there. But just remember us if you can't, and pray that we can always do what the Lord would have us to do. We're going to read some this morning and just talk about the scripture that we read. And I don't know exactly how much Wynn does things. I know he takes some phone calls sometimes, but we'll not do that today because I'm not used to the phone calls.
Fair enough. All right. You're in the driver's seat, so whatever you want goes.
All right. We would like to say I appreciate Mount Lebanon Baptist Church for sponsoring this and, you know, the time that they get to put on the air. And the churches that lets us get on the airway and tell things and talk about the gospel and everything. So it's a blessing when they pay for the airways, because I know it takes a lot of money to keep it going on the radio. But we're just going to read some this morning, and do want you to pray for a lot of sick folks that's out there. We have some from our church that's sick, and a lot of others in the nursing home. We do a lot of visiting with the nursing home and their ministry with Living of Faith. Matter of fact, we have a service there on second Sunday at Deerfield. And on the this Sunday night, we're going to have a revival sort of down at Glenbridge on Sunday night and Monday night. So if you can, come out and back us on that. I'm going to read some scripture that everybody always knows, and everybody talks about this scripture in St. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. The Bible says, "In the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And I just thinking on the thought today of how a matchless Savior we have, the man Jesus Christ that we have there. And I read in some some articles about things that people think's matchless, and I found one in an article about a diamond. I don't know, some Dave may know more about these things than I do, but there's a diamond in Washington.
Do I look like a big stone guy?
Well, you might. You don't I'm have no diamonds into, on your hands.
All
here.
Into jewelry, yeah.
Yeah, but there was a diamond that they said was in I think it's Washington D.C. that weighed 45.52 carats, and when it was took out, it was 112 carats, and well, that's a big diamond.
Yeah,
and thought about how it'd be hard to find something to match that, and you know, probably somewhere in the world they are, but nobody's found it yet. And thought about old Michael Jordan, how he played basketball. You know, he was pretty matchless in his day, and a lot of people thought there'd never be another man that match him. But there's a lot that's come up and made greater numbers than he had, and, you know, and stuff like that. And men always think that they're sort of matchless out here. And even old Albert Einstein, I was looking at how much wisdom he had and everything. But there's always somebody going to be a little bit smarter than whoever gets all the credit for inventing all these things. But I thought about the man that they was talking about in the boat here. The Lord Jesus Christ was with him there in the boat, and how he just was asleep during the storm, and how he was laying on the pillar, and they came to him, and they was troubled, and they cried out to him, and how he just spoke, and the wind ceased, and there's a great calm over the sea. Well, I tell you, that's a mighty man, the man that created all this thing. He can speak into the existence, and he can stop these storms. And throughout the Bible, people marveled at how he was as a man. Even Mary and Joseph, the mother and father of him, they marvel because, you know, he was born of the Holy Ghost of God, and he taught scripture and stuff in the synagogue, and he talked to his, about his father's business, and they marveled about how young a man he was. And even his enemies, they different places in the Bible you see where that they marveled about how much wisdom he had and everything. And even his own disciples, they marveled, even in the scriptures over there where he went and sat on the well and talked to the woman there, Samaritan woman, they marveled, how come a man like you would sit and talk to a Samaritan woman or to a sinner, we might say, or somebody that don't deserve it, you know. But I'm glad he did talk to her and talks to us today. And many places we see where he healed people. And boy, the multitudes, they marveled over him. But I just wanted to bring out some things today that I was studying upon and some scripture to back it up with about how good a man he was and how matchless a Savior he is to us today. And to do that, you got to go back all the way to the beginning when he was born onto this earth, and his birth was something else. I mean, it wasn't a birth from a man and a woman. It was a birth from the Holy Spirit of God, and he came down from that. You know, in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Boy, wasn't it good to know that it was wrote about back in the old times, and it was wrote about way before our time, and before the Bible was even wrote, it was prophesied that there'd be a virgin to give birth to Jesus Christ. And then in the New Testament, we read that the verse is there in the first chapter, verse 18 of Matthew. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." How that's what I sort of wanted you to think about, how matchless was his birth. I mean, here it is, and we have a virgin that the Holy Ghost of God comes into and conceives a child. And that is, you know, that is something that nobody else can say has ever happened to them. That was just one person that was birthed into this world that way, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And it had to be for a reason. It had to be because Jesus had to be a sinless man. He had to have that sinless blood in him. And it says in verse 19, "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And see, that was a great thing about our Savior, the way he was born. I mean, many people rewrite the thing and don't put it down that it was a virgin and that he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. But I'm going to just stick with the good book and believe what it says and put my faith in that. And that's the reason I can say today I really trust in the matchless Savior that I have today. Over in Luke, the same thing tells us in first chapter of Luke. In verse 34, it says, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Even the mother of Jesus claimed that she had never been with a man. She had never had that sexual relationship with a man, but she was going to have a son named Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm glad I can go back to the birth of Jesus and see that there's no such thing as any other birth to put on this earth that can match what the birth of Jesus Christ was. And thought about how his blessing was that he had there in 1 Peter. We think about how the Lord is always living a good life and how we know that he lived a sinless life. And you say, how do you know that, preacher? Well, I'm just going to read you some scripture that tells us that. And I just believe the book. Over in 1 Peter 2 chapter, verse 22, it said, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." I mean, he didn't sin anywhere. He just took and lived this life, and he was God. I mean, he was Jesus. He was the Son of Man here on this earth, but he is also God, and he had the power to overcome these things. He is matchless in how he lived. He never sinned a time while he was upon this earth. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5 tells us, "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." Boy, he is matchless in his life, wasn't he? I'd love to be able to say I was anywhere close to him as a Christian, but I'm glad for his forgiveness because without it, where would we be today? But we thank God for his matchless birth and his matchless life that he had here on earth, and there's never been anybody that could to match up to it. And we could search this world over, and you could never find a Savior or find a man that lived a life down here on this earth without sin and or anything, but he went a little farther than that. He was matchless in his performance. As you read in the Bible in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 14, it says, "As many were astonished at thee, his vision was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." That's talking about when he was hanging on the cross, when he died on that cross for our sins. He didn't have any, he didn't even look like a man. He was hanging there on the cross, and they had beat him and scourged him and cut him and everything. And the pictures we see today of him hanging on that cross, nowhere does it match what the Bible says that he was when he was hanging there. But Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10 says, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." It took all those beatings, it took all that scourging, so that he could die for our sins. And aren't you glad for that today? You talk about the name of this program, the Blessings of Liberty. I'm glad because of the blessings that we have from the liberty that Jesus Christ give us. And I just thought of what Brother Wynn says on his advertisement, where he reads this verse out of the Bible, and I want to read it. Chapter 4, verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath appointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Aren't you glad that we had all this preached to us and the Word of God to read and the liberty that we can have and the freedom that we can have through the Lord Jesus Christ? And you know, I know you think we live in a country that we're so tied down to everything, but I'm talking about the liberty that we have to get to go to heaven someday and don't have to pay that sin debt or the sins that we have to we commit every day. I'm glad that we do that. And, you know, it's just good to know that he died for our sins there. He defeated death for us, you know. Lord, you read the obituaries and you see different people leaving this old world from ages on up. I mean, even my wife, she was only 47 when she passed away. But, you know, they from birth on up to 100 and some years old, you see different ones dying and leaving this world. But when you're born again, we're going to be resurrected with the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, he's got a matchless performance of how he keeps his people and how the saved on earth is going to rise from the grave just like he did. And the ones that still live and that believe in him, they're going to go home to be with the Lord too in the resurrection. We got so many, many things that we could talk about today about his performances, but I love the one that his desire is to save everybody. I mean, he had a love back in the Old Testament, and I don't know why I keep reading this verse everywhere I go. It seems like the Lord just puts it on our heart. Jeremiah 31:3 says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." You know, that's a matchless love he has for us. He don't want any to perish. He don't want anybody to die and go to hell. He don't want anybody to ever give up on the joy that we can have in this life. And it seems like we can run up on so many people that just don't have the joy in life that we need to have down here in America. I mean, we're living in a land of the free. God founded this land on the Bible, and he founded this land on his gospel. And we're bound down to the world, I guess you might say, and it seems like we just get so discouraged down here. But I want you to think about that matchless love that the Savior had for you. In John 6:47, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." And 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Boy, ain't you glad that he just wants us all to think about getting repented up and getting born again. And then you think about the performance that he gives us on this earth. But one of these days, we're going to get to go home to spend eternity with him, and I'm glad for that. You know, you see throughout the land today the performance that he has and the promises that he has. And I thought about over in chapter 16 of the book of Acts, one that he really gives us a lot of promise to. And that's how to be saved and how to be born again. And I'm glad if you believe from your heart, his promises are standing. He's just pure matchless in his promises, because when he says something, it's true. You know, I might promise you something today, and Lord, this old mind that I've got, I'd probably forget it before the day is up. But I'm glad, I'm glad that, you know, we can go on, Dave, and think, you know, he's matchless in his promises. But most people forget things, don't?
I would agree with that. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm glad that he keeps his promises, and one of them I really like is in Acts 16:31. It says, "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." You know, once you believe on him, and the people in your household or the people in your family see how you love it and how the Lord blesses you, he's pretty apt to just draw them to the saving grace of Jesus too. And you know, John 3:16 just shows that love. I mean, think about that sign that going down 3:21, where you get to read John 3:16 and think about his love every day. And I thank God for the churches that put it up. You know, this is a land of freedom that we live in, and so many times we think we're bound down to these things. But I'm glad that we can share the gospel throughout different ways. And that sign is John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I'm coughing this morning. Now, last Thursday, I couldn't even talk, Dave. I preached 3 revivals straight in a row, and
man,
my voice was gone.
Well,
I've got it back a little bit.
Giving
today.
You the words today.
It got it back today, and Sunday I sort of lost it. Some of them that's listening today from West Side may say, "Well, I wish you wouldn't lost it a little bit more Sunday, because I got it back, and I want to be long-winded." But you know how that goes. But thinking about how good he's been to us, boy, I'm glad he just promised us a place to go to one day, and how he protects us and he keeps us. He just supplies all our needs, and I'm so thankful for that today. And I just want to ask you, you know, think about something out there in your life that you can't match, and see if you can't believe on what Jesus done for you, because it's a matchless thing that he has in his saving grace. And you know, his power that we have, and every one of us has trouble with this in our flesh. Well, how the old flesh wants to sin and everything. But aren't you glad that the Lord gives us strength to overcome some things? And in our lives, if we just trust him a little bit more, we could overcome these things. The Bible tells us, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law. And I thank God I'm not under the law. If you read about the law and how they stoned you to death and how they different things that they done. I mean, when you stole, you get your fingers cut and different things. And when you committed adultery, they stone you to death. And I'm glad I live under the age of grace today. I'd say we all are, because if it wasn't for God's grace, we're all sinners and we come short of his glory. But thank God for his matchless grace that he just keeps us, gives us power over these sins and helps us to be things to come up on in our lives. You know, every one of us face some things in our life. Gets hard sometimes. It just gets hard sometimes. Your job, you may be facing something today that that you can't just quite get over, and you know, you think you're at the bottom of the pits. But if you just trust the Lord, you know, he's able to take care of you. I know some people at work where I work with are going through some things that seem like they're just having a real hard time. But I thought about over in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I'm just glad today that the Holy Spirit of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're born again, we have a spirit inside us that we can go on with our lives and we can do what we need to do. You know, death does come to our families, and sickness comes, and boy, I tell you, cancer comes, and everything else comes around in our lives. But aren't you glad that you got someone you can go to the throne of grace for today? And just want you to think about that. If you're born again, you know what I'm talking about, and you know that there's a matchless Savior living inside you, that he's there to take care of you. You know, the old devil, he's out there roaring around. The Bible tells us that in 1 Peter, that to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. And, you know, he's out there to try to get us down and get us discouraged and keep us from having some joy. But this morning, I want you to think about that joy that the Lord puts in our hearts, that we try to go on and smile and be a light to somebody. And as you look across this country today and see these beautiful leaves, I mean, I don't know how many people comes up here to look at our leaves, but boy, we got something to look at, don't we?
It's beautiful.
You see the different colors out there, and you think about how matchless a place we live in today. I mean, I love the mountains. I don't want to go nowhere else, but a lot of people love other places. But, boy, when you just look out there, Dave, it's beautiful, ain't it?
It's so hard not to really appreciate everything we have up here.
Yeah.
Looking around.
I know some people don't want to appreciate the snow we have.
Well, you know, a little goes a long way.
Yeah. Last year we had a lot of snow, and I haven't read how much they're predicting this year, but it always works out. And I mean, we're living Boone. We got to expect the snow.
That's true.
It keeps things going. But you know, I just want you to thank this morning, as Brother Wynn led us to come to be on this and the blessings of liberty. Thought it was a great name that he gave it. You know, we have a lot of liberties in America today that we don't use, and a lot of things that we can say and do that we hold back ourselves. Seem like we're fussing about, I might not ought to say this morning, but we fuss about all the things that we say we can't do, like prayer in school, and well, they took the Bible out of school, they took the Lord out of school, and all this. But you know, he's not out of it. It's us that's scared to say anything or let our children pray. There's no laws around that you can't pray if it's not bothering the classroom. You know, we got to have respect to the classroom and things. But there's laws out there that just got people scared to death. But I like the name of Blessings of Liberty and how it stands out, because we sure are blessed in this country today. And I'm blessed with a job, you know, here in America. I know our job rates is down and everything, but we're still got a job. Somebody has listened to radio the other day talking about being in a recession, but when you go to the Outback or somewhere like that and stand in line for an hour and a half, I don't know how bad a recession we're in.
It made you question it, did it?
You know, as we was going through town Sunday evening and traffic backed up all over everywhere and usually one or two people in each car, you know, we're not as bad a shape as we think we are, but we waste a lot. And, you know, we ought to be thankful for what the Lord's give us. But just thank you this morning for listening to Blessings of Liberty. And Brother Wynn will be back next week, I think. And he just had to take a little short trip out of town. And him knowing that we had just a little bit of experience on the radio put us in a position to come up here and do this. And didn't know exactly what to do, but just wanted to follow the Lord's lead. Appreciate you, Dave, helping us out.
Yeah, man. Well, we appreciate you coming by, too.
Yeah, it's just been a good day, and it looks like it's going to be a real good day. But everybody do pray for that rain tomorrow. These leaves begin to fall, and, you know, it's a time that we need to be careful out in the woods and the countries with fire and stuff. And take care of this country that God's gave us because, boy, we got something to be proud of here in America. And tune in to Living by Faith on Sunday mornings if you can at 8:30. I got my pastor, Brother Eric Cornett, that helps us on that. And Brother Clifton, he gets us turned on and runs out and hides from us, comes back, and then Gordon takes over at 9. So we have a good time on Sunday morning. And we appreciate WATA for getting the airways out and doing that. But it is a blessing to be here, and the blessings of liberty. Pray for Wynn wherever he's at with his family, that they're just having a good time and enjoying being to be with family. That's a good thing, you know, to think about. And appreciate the Mount Lebanon Church and some of the folks we know over there as great friends to us. And I'm going to encourage them to come back. Their preacher that's out of their church is going to be preaching there Saturday night at Westside at the youth meeting. So I encourage all of you from Mount Lebanon to come on over and back him and really show him that you support him and stuff. I guess we got just a few minutes. We could
just a little time there, man. This is going to be a big weekend coming up. You know, you were talking about the leaf lookers. I'm sure we'll have them up here because this weekend's the Woolly Worm Festival
over at
Bannerell. Valley Country Fair is going to be going on down in Valley Cruces. And then also we got an Appalachian game, too. So,
that's right.
Man, if you got to get something, I suggest you go out and get it this week.
It's going to be like a snow scare at the grocery store. After he said that, everybody's going to bust the shelves wide open today and tomorrow.
All the milk and eggs will be gone. Yeah. What are you about? Milk and bread, that's what
milk and bread, that's what they get.
Stock up on, yeah. But, well, and also you can, I would mention that you can listen to previous recordings of the Blessings of Liberty on Mount Lebanon's website, and also some of Wynn's preaching is on that. That's, I believe it's MT Lebanon BC, and I think it's .com, if I'm not mistaken, mtlebanonbc.com. And David, I'll have to.
Well, that's good. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, man, you can get on there and check out Wynn's, because his preaching style's a little different than his style on the radio. He kind of mixes it up when he gets on the radio.
He loses his mind, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, he does. He just goes.
Wynn don't listen today.
He's out and about, I guess. And we do appreciate you coming by, David. Thank you so much. And you have been listening to Blessings of Liberty here on AM 1450 WATA. Coming up at noon, we'll join some North Carolina news, and then we'll have your local news with Steve Frank. And it's the 12 o'clock news and information block. I think Mr. Mike Kelly's going to be coming back in here for that and setting you straight on everything from the stock market to the full weather report and what the weather's like in Skokie, Illinois. And, man, he's pretty broad-reaching.
Fussing at you for your hat.
Yeah, he fussed at me for my hat for a long time and quoted the Three Stooges for a while. So that's Mike Kelly for you. But David, thank you so much for coming by
today. Thank you for helping today, Dave.
Really do appreciate it. And I guess Wynn will be back next week.
As far as we know, he will be back.
You have been listening to Blessings of Liberty on AM 1450 WATA Boone. We'll go to North Carolina News right now.
Good afternoon. I'm Scott Brigham on the North Carolina News.